to prime time, bitch!
Hello, boils and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
You're listening to Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one horror comedy podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hosted by three legit horror heads. Hey. And we do something different every single episode. Sometimes we'll do interviews. Uh-huh. Sometimes we'll talk about movies. Yeah. Sometimes we'll just talk ghost stories, whatever.
Of course.
It's anything and everything celebrating the greatest genre in the fucking universe, horror.
That is absolutely true. And you can be a part of the action.
How?
By prove reaching it. Out to us on our Twitter and Instagram at Horny for Horror. That's horny, the number four, horror.
Yeah.
And if you've never listened before, my name's Mono.
I am Betsy.
I am Adam. And today, folks, we are very excited.
Oh, yeah, we are.
So excited.
Periodically, we talk about film. And today is one of those days because we talking about Blood Rage.
Blood Rage.
Blood Rage. I forgot for 5 seconds what we were talking about.
And
it was like, what
about?
Movie did we all
that
watch?
It was a very dramatic pause.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It was a Blood Rage dramatic pause.
It's a Blood Rage pause. Ladies and gentlemen, Blood Rage from
Blood Rage.
The year was 1987.
Though it was originally filmed in 1983.
Oh,
and shelved.
It was shelved,
was it
baby.
Shelved? Do you know the story behind that?
I don't. I have a very limited IMDb factoid here that says it was shot in 83, wasn't released until 87. And I do have a factoid, maybe you guys know more, that says it was later released in other regions as Nightmare at Shadow Woods.
Oh my God. So it had at least three titles.
Yeah, because you're saying they had one before Blood
Rage.
The
other one is Slasher, and it's in the film. Like they have a title card.
That's the title card.
Yeah.
That one makes all the sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect
slasher.
Sense.
That makes all the sense.
It makes way more sense.
Slasher.
What
would you name it?
This movie?
Yeah.
Brother Dearest.
Oh, that's good.
I would name it Twin Killies. Like Twin Cities.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Betsy?
Okay.
Twin Killies. You got one better?
That's good. I was trying to think.
You got one that's better, Betsy?
Twinister.
Oh my God.
That's better.
That's the best. That's the best.
Twinister.
Not joking. Twinister is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it should have been called Twinister.
Oh my God. Twinister.
Yeah.
Twinister.
Wait. Or here's a better one.
I like this.
It's
game.
Not going to be good.
Good
but
luck
here's
talking Twinister.
Keep all of this in.
Yep. Please keep all of this in. Sore loser, more like. Sore winner, twinner.
I was trying to think of a winning one, like
twinner.
I couldn't think of one fight that had win in it.
Twinning.
That's what it should have been. Hashtag twinning.
Pound
in
sign.
83.
Yeah.
Another title could have been Terrier Todd. I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole point of the movie.
Yeah.
Carrier
Todd. I don't who knows.
Let's go for
we dive
it.
Into it.
Let's
do
dive
it.
In. An hour 22, ladies and gentlemen.
Baby.
Perfect.
It was really
amount.
Perfect length.
It was a fun fun movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Non-stop.
I loved it.
Like every single scene you're like, "What the fuck? This is amazing."
Yeah, I really enjoyed
it. It's fun.
There's a lot of fun. I do this is starting to become my catchphrase, guys, but could have used a trim. I think I could have used, I'll pitch a 10-minute trim.
Ten minutes.
I'll tell you what it was. People walking around yelling a name.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
And like just the same shot.
Yeah.
Like them in the same shot.
What is a woman walks down the stairs, starts calling a name, walks to the edge of frame yelling the name, walks
back,
and then walks up the stairs and jumps to the next scene.
Yeah.
So we'll just cut that out.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
We get it. No, everybody's looking for Terry or
Todd. Everyone's calling out Terry or Todd.
Yeah. A lot of people also just being introduced to get killed immediately after.
Which is something I love in horror movies. It's so funny to me. We're like, well, here's these two kooky old people, like in Motel Hell, when the kinky couple shows up to the hotel just to die.
Yeah.
Just to die.
It's like, oh, perfect.
That's
please, more of that.
That's the best.
I love it. I would love it.
And if it had actually been a fucking hotel, it could have been that the whole time.
The whole time. A revolving door of people to kill.
Yes. Yes!
It's just set up for that, folks. Use it.
Come
on. The year is 1974. We're in Jacksonville, Florida.
Stinky. I've been to Jacksonville before, and it actually does stink because there's a paper mill there.
Okay.
And if you've been next to a paper mill, it stinks.
What does it smell like?
It smells like whatever they use to like dye paper white.
Oh.
So like it smells
fucking
bad.
Poop.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot cum and poop. Yeah.
It smells bad. Like, and like I was there visiting a family, the dear friends of ours. They were just like, yeah, our city smells.
Oof.
And I was like,
there's
what?
In Colorado, Greeley, where the University of Northern Colorado is, it's a stinky town because it's a lot of cows.
Yeah.
And it stinks like
that's
cow
awful.
And I grew up in a farm community, so it smelled like dairy and like agriculture.
There have been times driving up the coast real quick where I've woken up out of a sleep because it smells so shitty.
Right.
And you looked over
at John the Five.
Yes.
You looked over and Mono had his butthole in front of your face.
Yeah.
My eyes are watering like, Mono!
It's no secret that part of California is called Cowschwitz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it
the
is?
Name for you. Yeah. Because they're all tortured.
Because it's just.
Guys, we're here to explain to you why going vegan is the right option for you.
Woo!
Wait, no, we're not. We're at the root or route. What do you guys say?
Route. No, root.
I say root.
Route 66.
Yep.
Route 66.
Get your picks on
me. I say root if it's a noun and route if it's a verb.
Like
now
you routed
routing.
Someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
So Route 35 driving. They're screening The House That Cried Murder, which is the other title of the director's other film, The Bride.
Oh.
So he worked like an homage to himself into this film.
Of course.
To show,
he did.
Of course
stupid.
He did.
Of course.
And
he did.
They have a great establishing shot of how people pay to get into the drive-in.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And in a very unceremonious way, they show a title card that says Slasher.
Mm-hmm.
And I always love when you start a horror film that is called this, but then you see a different title card like Fall Break and The Mutilator.
Uh-huh.
I love
it's
that.
Great, great.
Yeah.
Where it's like The Secret on St. Street, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What? This movie's called Knife Fever.
Yeah.
What's
knife
going on?
Fever.
And there was I just can't believe the work is put into the new cover art and all that stuff, but they're just
but
like, we're not going to touch.
Yeah,
we're not
going
to touch that title card. Are you sure? Like, it wouldn't cut. Nah, it's all right. Leave it in.
No,
fuck it. Shit.
Nobody gives
get to a man eating
shit.
A bunch of popcorn.
Yeah, rockin' song, dude buying concessions.
The soundtrack?
Yeah,
it's
pretty
so good.
A plus
on this whole movie.
A plus.
Fantastic.
There's a few duds. Once it gets like sentimental, some of that music.
Whenever it's like Todd's music, get out of here. Give
shut
me that
up.
Fucking fun. Like,
great.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're at the drive-in.
Tracking
somebody's
shot.
Housing a bunch of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, they use a tracking shot, like a Scorsese follow shot of this guy walking from concessions into a disgusting bathroom where he sets his popcorn down. He's still eating it in the bathroom.
I hate that.
Oh, it drove me. Well, I figured you'd be upset.
Yeah.
That dude should have been the first.
But he did.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, that's old
that's
he
the
dies.
Dude.
Yeah. He's the one who's
the
fucking.
The naked dude.
He died because of that.
Yes,
this
okay,
movie,
good.
This movie, hard tropes, where it's like the
big
dude
time.
Who's fucking is gets it.
The dude who gets stoned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So he goes in the bathroom, and there's a dude he's this scummy guy who looks like, what did he fucking look like to you guys?
He looked like Guile from Street Fighter to me.
With like a little fedora
Guile.
On. He buys condoms from
he's
this guy.
Selling condoms.
Oh my god, that was
out of
crazy.
His jacket in the store. They're
that
like
is
pinned.
So insane.
Pinned in his coat, and he's selling rubbers in the bathroom to all the horny kids.
That is very funny. So Mano's crazy. Done that.
Yeah, I've done that, sure, but only when I was in elementary school.
Sold
not
condoms
when
in the bathroom?
Yeah, only when you have to. You have make side money. You can't file taxes yet, but not when you're an adult.
Duh.
How many kids in elementary school were buying rubbers off of you?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
For $250,000 a piece. So we get to see all these kids make out. They're all wearing see-through shirts with no bras.
Good God, this whole time, like,
oh my God.
We'll talk about it.
Everyone's
it.
Fucking during intermission, except for this hippie who can't get laid, which is such a funny commentary on like disco or hippie culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the rock kids are all screwing,
you.
But this hippie, he can't get any.
And then we cut to our mom.
Yes,
our mom making out with a younger man.
Yeah.
You can't help but notice the age difference.
Nope.
And they highlight
I don't see
it.
Age.
Okay.
I'm blind.
So, okay. And then there's two, she's, canoodling with this gentleman. men in the front seat, but there are two kids in the back, like asleep.
Because he's damn it.
Aggressively pouring it on, and she, I don't know where she goes, wait, the boys. And you're like, what?
Wait.
And then they turn around and look, there are two kids sleeping with what looks like a rifle laid across their legs. God.
Yeah, there's like a fucking gun across their legs. Here, let me keep this blanket down with a gun.
It was horrifying.
Which isn't used. So for some reason, there's just a gun laying across these boys. A little red herring.
This is too crazy.
Oh, these boys
are nuts.
Get a sitter, you lady. And then
yeah, you lady, get a sitter, damn it.
Get a sitter. You're a single mom, get a sitter.
And then don't have that haircut. I didn't like this haircut.
Her Shirley Temple haircut?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I literally told Betsy, I was like, it's very,
I've written a letter to daddy. Yeah. His address says heaven above.
Ooh. If you don't know, that is in reference to, whatever happened to Baby Jane.
God, another great horror.
Another great horror-y.
She did look like Baby Jane, didn't she?
That's did. Really the funny. Whole time.
Now, if they connected those dots.
And even had the voice. Like,
and timing, the timing kind of works out that this could be Baby Jane.
God. What
Baby
if she's Jane. Baby Jane?
Between the start of her career and before the very end.
I wish at the very end, when she's crying, she's like, I've been Baby Jane this whole time. And then it cuts to credits. You're like, why?
That's your story.
I will say this right now, though. She's my favorite character in the film.
Oh my God.
I was telling Mono, I want to reboot it, and I want to be that lady.
Betsy would Please. Be good. My favorite's Karen, but we'll keep talking.
Karen, okay.
Karen's so great.
Karen, she's just funny.
She has such a good moment.
I want to be friends with her.
Yeah.
She was making me laugh the whole time.
She has the funniest moment in the whole film to me. I can't wait to get there.
Okay. Ooh, I'm so excited.
So they're making out. She's like the boys, and he goes, hey, they've been asleep for half an hour. Don't worry about them.
Uh-huh.
So they go back to making out, and the kids see they're making out. So the brother taps the other brother. They're twins, twin boys.
They're goodnight mommy kids.
They're the goodnight mommy boys. And they're like, let's sneak out. Let's take off. Great. Let's take off. One of them immediately grabs a hatchet.
Yeah, like, from where?
I should have.
From trunk?
Like a workman's truck.
Oh, yes.
It's like someone's making out, and he like pulls this little hatchet out, walks up to this couple, which is like the popcorn guy from earlier who bought the rubber.
Uh-huh.
At least you know he's being safe.
Yeah, is nice.
God bless him.
God bless him.
God bless him.
God bless him.
The only thing was missing
condom.
Was a consent scene. But
I feel they were both very
horny.
I think she was in.
They established all these teens' consent.
Yes.
Like in the montage of teens
That's
making
true.
Out.
Like
true.
Everybody's there and excited to be ready to get fucked in a car.
Yeah.
I was blown away that like
car.
Full naked in a car.
Yeah.
That's so hard to do.
It was surprising too.
Yeah.
In a very
fun.
Well lit, like floodlight lit driving.
Just the brightest driving you've ever goddamn seen.
There's no way anyone could see the screen.
Yeah, you didn't see the screen at all.
I would argue they didn't have a screen.
Big time.
A field of parking.
I would argue that this was shot in the apartment complex parking lot. Sure.
I could have used a scene with all of the fucking teens getting out of their car afterwards and just going,
Oh
my back.
And just being like sweaty and having to peel off the pleather seats.
Vinyl.
And just stinking.
Just stinking.
Just fucking stinking
like
up.
Everything.
So,
okay.
Good night, mommy
smelling
twins.
Like Auschwitz.
Auschwitz.
So the good night, mommy twins make their way to the guy fucking.
Yeah.
And with very little hesitation, he just slits his.
Face?
He goes nuts on like chopping his face. He like chops him diagonally across the cheek.
Yeah.
Right.
And then just like fucking opens
just
up on this dude's skull.
Right. Crazy with
just
that
goes
hatchet.
Nuts.
Really
and the
crazy.
The girl is just screaming and getting covered in blood.
Uh-huh. Oh, before he gets cut, the guy looks at him. He goes, hey, get out of here, you creep. Get out of here. Get out of here. What are you doing? Hey.
Yeah.
You get out of here.
Get out of here, you creep.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You get out of here, you creep.
And that happens a couple times
in
this movie.
Yeah. Funny line reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are so many moments in this movie where you're like, this person's first gig ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's absolutely
yes.
this person. Also,
and
all first takes.
They're never doing a different one.
No.
Yeah, there were a lot of like moments where like people would stumble over lines and just like, it's in.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the director was like, we got it.
Yeah.
Rolling
and
on.
Every actor's like, no, I didn't say it correct.
No, check the gate. We're moving on.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep,
yeah,
we're good.
Improv.
Oh, God.
Improv.
All right, it's time for lunch.
Like a lot of it was improvised. We'll talk about it when
we've been shooting for 10 minutes. It's lunch break already.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. We got it. Let's move on.
You're eating a pizza right now.
We got this parking lot for 10 minutes. Let's get out. So this guy gets his face hacked up.
Oh,
they do a shot of like the popcorn having blood sprayed across it, which made me laugh.
Beautiful shot.
We got some side Natch tees and a very long B as she runs away.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of great 80s bods.
Yeah. Nice bods.
Dudes and ladies. Dudes and dudettes.
I like that. Then we get the little creepy twin handing the hatchet to his other twin.
Sure.
And who's there shocked.
Rubbing blood all over his face.
And then the kid who's in shock is just standing there.
Right. And the brother is like, what'd you do?
Mom!
What'd you do?
Mommy! I mean,
it's as funny to me as that scene in Tommy Boy when he like knocks his door off, closing his
what'd you do?
He pulls it off. It's a very funny bit to frame your twin brother for something.
It's insane.
Let alone like quickly think to wipe blood all over his face.
Yeah.
And be like, look what he did.
And that other kid was covered in it. In so much more blood.
So much more.
And splattered. And it's hand. Like, oh, you did this.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We need blood splatter experts.
Yeah.
Fucking.
We need that one guy everything. He's in the JonBenet Ramsey. He's a fraud?
Apparently, yeah. Like, he lied a bunch recently. It's like come out.
His testimonies are now not legit, I think.
If we're talking about the same dude.
Yeah, I think so. The guy who's very like Eastern European, perhaps. He has like a thick accent.
That's a different dude.
I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about. He's in everything. But then the blood dude is also in a ton.
Okay.
Like he was in the staircase and he's
Anyways. We have to do this to Mono. We have to frame him for the hatchet murder of Tucson.
I would rather not. Okay, so then we pretty much go 10 years later.
10 years later, straight out the gate, 10 years later.
Later.
Out of nowhere, they decide to do VO for the doctor, which is very funny.
Yes, where you're like, okay, this is going to be a part of the rest of the movie.
And
never, ever again.
And they added that weird scene where she's like driving up to there's an establishing shot where she's driving up to this loony bin.
Loony bin that they keep calling school.
Yeah.
It's like, call it the fucking nut house, dude.
It's so weird.
And let's be respectful. Call it a nut house.
So crazy. Like, she was too happy to be at her son's loony bin.
Yeah. She's horrified.
She's just like, thank you.
She brought him some pie.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, the doctors, they're having a conversation at maybe whisper level. The VO comes in so loud, I jumped. And there's no jump scare in this movie, but when that VO came on, I leapt like it was the fucking Shining. It was the scariest thing. The mom's face in every one of her shots is like out of focus.
Yeah.
And she screams, my children are not guinea pigs, to the doctor. She explains the brother didn't do it.
Yes.
The doctor also mixed the score into her logs, her like recordings, because the score comes up as she talks, which made me laugh.
Right.
She like took time to work that in. That's
so funny. Like, ooh, this sounds good.
And this is very a psycho style explanation from like the 50s.
Yes. Yep.
We get that. Yeah. Then we get the pie smear.
And then we see him getting upset and squishing that pie in his hands.
Oh, God. When he throws it against the wall, it was so funny.
This whole part. And then, like, very dramatically falls down to the ground. Like a very choreographed moment.
And then, I mean, it was like the room when he threw the fit.
Yes, very much.
He falls to the ground. There's a very clearly 80 yard. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I'm telling you.
I didn't do it.
And then the orderlies come in, like, so clearly from the side of set.
To agree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
they were clearly
to left of camera.
Walking by sound, trying not to bump the boom.
Yeah. Where they like, whenever you have one of those shots in a cheap shoot where they go, watch your right shoulder as you pass camera, dip a little bit. You could see them dip. There's so many boom shadows, camera reflections in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're an insane amount.
Oh,
that's so funny.
If you look closely, you can actually see one of the orderlies still chewing on a Wheat Thin that they snagged.
Oh, they're holding their craft service.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
They're holding peanut butter pretzels yes, in their hand. They have like a Dixie cup of them and they're eating
delicious.
Are you guys Red Vine people?
No.
I don't mind them.
I think they're
but
bad.
I think I prefer Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are better.
Yeah.
My sister used to, on Christmas, would drink amaretto with Red Vine straws.
What? Oh my God.
She loved it.
That's so strange.
She loved it.
I'm sorry, but your sister's a killer.
She's a killer. She's going to be so sad that you said that.
Oh no, don't tell her.
She listens. She listens.
Don't. She's going to frame you and take you to the loony bin.
Mono, call it the nut house.
Mono, please call it the nut house.
Please.
So we cut to the hottest 30-year-olds you've ever seen play teens.
Playing football.
Yeah.
Our shorts are short. Our shirts are see-through.
I was here for those short shorts.
All of the women in this, there are multiple scenes where they're playing sports and no bras on.
No bra jogging, no bra.
Yeah.
No. You guys,
that's a bummer. But the gentleman wearing like short yellow shorts.
One of the dudes was a certified hunk.
Yeah.
There's a shot of him
and
where he like dances.
See him naked, I think. Right?
Yeah. Where he like dances. Was he on the diving board?
Yeah.
Well, so I mixed him up with
runs in from like the left of frame. And he like runs in and has like a pose shot with his hands above his head.
Yeah.
Where it's like a pure like hunk shot.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, there we go.
Oof.
God, so I'm fucking horny.
This new girl jogs up braless.
With her mom?
With her mom. And every guy immediately is a cartoon wolf. And even Terry with his girlfriend is like,
with his girlfriend.
Yes.
And his girlfriend, Karen, who's the best, is just like, what the fuck, man?
Karen.
Yeah.
Quit giving her googly eyes.
It's weird.
It's fucking weird.
Karen is so weird.
Karen is amazing.
They smash cut to dinner where everyone is.
Real quick.
Yeah, please.
The neighbor mom, who's jogging with her daughter with no bra, had a very funny room-like,
fast talk.
So here we go. Yeah. You're going to be this. We've been invited to your, we're the new neighbors. We've been invited to your Thanksgiving. So we will see you to, like, it was very weird and funny.
There are so many funny quick ADRs. I have one later.
So many.
But that would be, when we get to the end of this episode, of course, Horrorheads, we're going to do drinking games. Anytime something is clearly ADR'd, take a drink.
Oof. Mm. Yeah.
Anytime there's a very quick line of exposition that's like, that's the other guy. He did this because of this.
Yep.
Like, take a drink.
Yeah. Take a drink.
Yeah.
Then we smash cut to dinner. Everyone is dying laughing. And this is another thing the film does often.
This was brilliant.
That was funny.
I hope we're all talking
about all very close shots of them dying of laughter.
And then one person goes, you never told me that one. It's like, well, what's the story, motherfucker? Yeah, write a funny story for your movie.
Has a really funny story that we will never know.
You'll never know, but we got to see them laugh about it for 30 seconds and
for
go,
so
that's
long.
Funny.
Oh, my God.
And that the director was like, I'm so fucking good. I'm starting right in the middle of this scene.
That was very good.
It was perfect filmmaking.
Perfect filmmaking. So it's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
And like mom's.
Yeah, mom's got
reveals
new,
she's been engaged to.
Or they're going to tie
mom in her very low cut Shirley Temple dress announces she's marrying her boyfriend.
Kids were in. Like,
they were out.
Mom, don't dress like. Mom's.
Mom.
Don't.
Don't.
When you got like a 19-year-old son, don't fucking wear shirts like that.
The wildest push-up bra.
That didn't fit. Like,
it was weird.
Yeah. It looked uncomfortable.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure.
It was weird.
Outfits in this at this dinner scene and makeup choices were
insane.
Absolutely off the charts. I mean, it was like Earth Girls Are Easy level makeup on everybody.
So funny.
That's true. Everyone's hair was so crunchy you could hang ornaments on it.
So at this dinner, when she announces that he's going to get a new daddy. Terry's going to
get a new daddy.
Terry is there with his girlfriend, Karen, who's the best. And then the other girl, Andrea, the neighbor chick, is there with her mom. And they are just making eyes at each other.
And
it's like, I'll play tennis with you. And poor Karen's like, what the fuck, man?
And she's like, I'm just so lonely. I don't know what to do. And he goes, well, come by my house or I'll come by yours.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, Karen
is
right there.
They were making plans.
Yeah.
And even the parents were sitting there like, this is nice.
This is normal.
Like, this is fucked up.
Like, someone speak up for
weird.
Karen. He's got his wild tie popped collar combo and he proposes.
You guys gotta dress like
you at first think he's going to be upset that he, There goes my collar.
Yeah.
You think he's going to be mad about this proposal. There but goes instead,
my collar. That was my butthole.
Oh, no.
Well, it made your collar pop.
It did. It made my collar pop. Sorry.
He proposes a toast with his milk.
Yeah.
Oh, and establishes
right
doesn't
there
drink.
Is like, okay, he's a fucking
he's a serial killer.
Yeah,
anyone who toasts with milk. And the mom, and maybe, like, this movie has a lot of crazy stuff in it.
So many.
This,
too much.
To me, made me so uncomfortable that if I was there, I would have got up and left. She goes, dig in, everyone, as the new dad is carving the turkey, because mm-hmm. Terry's like, you're the man of the house now, carve yeah. the turkey.
Nobody
he starts
wants
to carve
to
it.
Carve a turkey
no.
either.
No.
They're like watching him carve the turkey. The mom goes, dig in, everyone, and they look at her and look at the turkey and look at her, and she goes, I mean on the other stuff. Like, justifying, I don't mean the turkey. Yeah. I meant the fixings. And they have ADR people go, oh, okay, yeah, that makes... Okay, okay.
There were so many of those weird moments in this where it felt like they just didn't say cut. And so the actors were like, I guess I keep going.
Watermelon, 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 watermelon.
Like, I think... Weird.
Here's what I think happened. I think the director was like, it's so important for us to get the shot where... He is mad about the marriage and we see a knife going into a turkey.
Yeah.
Because that's a genius yeah. moment of dramatic
really
foreshadowing.
It made me sure. cry.
And common sense of just the scene feeling like a scene was less important ugh. Than that one shot.
Ugh. Yes.
Rewatch yes. that scene for me, please, guys, and see how they react when she goes, I mean the other stuff. And they go like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It's so bizarre.
It's like me as an audience member, I was like, that doesn't make sense. What?
No.
And the spread is like, I'm talking cheap for like sketch comedy standards.
Big time.
Their dinner is cheap. It's a huge bowl of corn.
Ew.
Huge bowl of corn.
Yeah.
And like a crudité tray mm-hmm. where it's like just yeah. ice cold veggies
I would be
yeah. in a
so
circle.
Mad if I showed up and that was Thanksgiving.
Be curious.
No way. You kick that table in.
You're forgetting there what? Was a bowl of expired Food Lion rolls.
Great. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's some rolls.
Okay.
So I do love that the girl, the new girl who's mm-hmm. flirting with Terry says, he goes, well, what do you want to do? She goes, all I want to do is party and play tennis.
She's great.
Yeah. Oh, I love her.
What a funny thing. All I want to do is party and play tennis.
And then in the movie, she keeps saying, I just want to party.
Yeah. Like that's her major is partying.
Her major is partying, her major which is partying. Brilliant.
Hilarious.
Phone rings. Brilliant. Mom's in the kitchen. Uh-oh. Got her tits
yeah.
out. And then mom whispers at a volume that is so low, I had to turn on subtitles yeah. to hear what uh-huh. she was saying.
We had to like... I was like, Mono, will you turn? I can't hear a goddamn mm-hmm. thing.
Listen, it was just like, your brother Tahani's. He's escaped. He kind of ran away. They're
stupid.
Looking for him right now. And yeah, so he's like, okay, I get it. And they walk back in the room. And
then
immediately
he announces it.
At full volume goes, well, you get to meet the whole family. My psychotic brother has just escaped.
And then this.
And then nobody
pause.
Reacts.
And none. The mom, but the mom does. Oh, yes, the mom does.
That's true. The
and
mom.
She wants everyone to know. She's acting for the back row of the theater.
She oh. brings it, dude.
She's the best.
She brings
she's wild.
It.
She's really
every
wild.
Every scene.
She bring it to you every scene. I don't know
every
why you're gagging.
Scene.
So then there's the turkey. Okay.
It
the
cuts to.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
We cut to Todd brother? Walking the valley.
Uh-huh,
so he's like
uh-huh.
walking the valley.
Yes.
They're playing his happy, dopey kind of music.
Dum, dum, dum. Yes.
And they establish he's making his way to the apartment complex.
But okay, I guess, did he just grow up there? Yeah. So he knew where it was?
He grew up, yeah.
Okay.
So he's like mm-hmm. making his way back home. They've lived in this sad apartment complex their whole lives.
Oh, that apartment complex.
We cut to
mm-hmm.
everybody washing dishes after dinner. Mm-hmm. It's Todd, new dad, and mom.
Oh, new
and
dad.
Todd's being weird.
Todd's being super weird.
Duh. Terry. This is Terry.
This is Terry.
Shit, this is
so
Terry.
So Terry in the bathroom. Terry Todd, which one's which?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
So Terry is like individually setting down each utensil he's drawing, like laying it out straight on the counter.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, guys, he's crazy.
Yeah, this
like
is
look
not
at everything
a thing.
He does.
This is not a normal thing.
Mom is so upset. She goes upstairs to like talk about how she's depressed that her son did what he did and had to live in the school his whole mm-hmm. life. And then new dad sees that as an opportunity to try to hook up.
Yeah, new dad is constantly like, oh, it's okay, baby.
Yeah. Which is, this is his moment of deserving death, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Establishing that he's scummy. He doesn't really care about her.
And Terry walks in on them, kind of smooching.
He watches them.
Gross.
For too long.
He does like the long linger look as the door slowly closes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, ugh.
And then mom's like, oh, I'm too nervous. I should clean up a bunch.
Yeah.
I need to clean up a bunch.
Maybe if I clean, I'll feel better.
It's what the fuck? See, this is why I don't, we'll talk about this later, but like I wanted to know more about mom. We don't get to know quite as much about mom.
I wanted it just about her.
I wanted there to basically be like, oh, she's killed before too.
Horror head challenge. Make a cut of Blood Rage that's just the mom scene.
Oh, God.
I would love to see just
Holy shit.
I think he's so fantastic. We cut to Terry. He's like getting dressed. He's putting mousse in his hair. Mm-hmm. The poor guy's meant to be like 16, but he's got a hairline like Pitbull.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mom screams, what is that gun? Who has a gun? What happened?
Wait, so the doctor and her like goon in search for
Thank you.
Todd.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's
and
what it
so,
is.
The goon like rings the doorbell with the gun.
Yes.
And then Terry answers and he's like, freeze. Oh, I got him. And he's like, that's not him.
Can't you see?
And
that's
then
his
the
twin.
Mom comes and is screaming and then is like, what is that gun?
It's almost so bizarre.
We
almost should play the audio of that moment.
That
but
whole great. Scene is so
insane. It's like 20
okay.
seconds.
Here's the audio for that scene.
Okay.
It's only a tranquilizer gun. Now listen, I'm Dr. Berman. I'm from the Institute. I want to see your mother.
Dr. Berman, yes. Did you find him?
No, I haven't even looked yet.
What's that gun?
It's okay, Mom.
Hey, I'm Brad King. I'm the manager here. Maybe I can be of some help.
Yes, would you please help me?
Sure. Listen, I'm going to take care of them, and then I'll be down in my office. Now, you stay here. Don't worry. I won't be long.
Okay, but just don't be long.
Won't be long. But take care of your mother.
What is that gun?
It is a
what is that gun?
It's 20 seconds of pure calamity, and I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about on set.
Yes.
It's a real mess.
It felt like every single scene, the director like didn't tell them anything or give them a script and was just like, go.
Totally.
And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or okay. like let them know what the moment before was so they would know how to walk in and react.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Berman, gets her gun and then she's like, just give me the gun.
Yeah.
Give me the gun and just go.
You look here. You check out the back patios because new daddy who runs the apartment complex was
new
like,
daddy.
She was like, where would he be hiding? He's like, probably the back patios. She was like, what? That's so just a place you could film.
The back patios, which we'll get to the patios. They're insane.
They're crazy.
They like play it like this walkway is like a bridge above something high off the ground.
It's so
where
weird.
People can like hide in the water below.
Yeah.
But there you could see the ground.
Yeah.
When they all walk away, this was one of my favorite 80-yard lines. As the doctor walks away with his assistant, the mom is still on the patio and can hear what they're saying. The guy goes, hey, Doc, were you around when that Simmons kid first went wacko?
Jesus.
He's like, what an insensitive.
Yeah, they were talking about crazy. Yes, exactly. Where it's like, don't. You work with her. You should know that you can't speak like this. You work with a doctor who works with mentally ill people.
Yeah. You need sensitivity training for
you
sure.
You fucking goon.
You goon.
Insane.
That dude was goofy.
You work in a nut house. Be sensitive. These people, when they're talking about how they're going to split up and where they're going to walk, these are three of the worst, best actors I've ever seen.
Right? The doctor was like, it was so bizarre.
The guy with the
really bizarre.
The goon was holding the gun. The way like the goon was holding the gun.
Yeah,
it's like he's never held a gun before.
No,
no
he's
one
never
showed him.
Seen a person hold it? Like it's like you've never seen a movie with a gun in it.
There's so much prop work by these three.
And
like one has a flashlight, one has a gun, and the other, and they're waving them around like they've never seen human beings. Do anything.
That's
but
so
then
funny.
The very next scene is dad getting his comeuppance, right?
New daddy.
Well, mom, new first daddy. They establish mom is taking a ton of pills.
Oh,
so they establish
pills
she's starting to
booze.
Pills, poos
and booze.
And booze. She's taking poos and booze. She's drinking a wine out of a red vine straw.
Yeah.
And she's pounding pills. They're establishing she's starting to lose it.
Big
the pressure. It's finally hitting her after all these years.
So, and the music is great.
Oh.
Because it starts to be like, uh-oh, some shit's going down. Terry's mm-hmm. going to kill daddy, new daddy.
New daddy is listening to a church broadcast.
Yes.
Like a pastor getting yes. a sermon really loud, which yes. is creepy.
It's so creepy.
Yes.
And this is such a fun death.
And then does he say something like, you can date my mom, but don't love her? Or,
I don't remember that. I just remember him getting his gun out.
Yeah.
He checks his gun. Yes, he's pounding an old style beer, which is the beer yes. everyone drinks, which is old style.
Old style.
And the kid, Terry.
Here's my question.
Go
what
ahead.
What triggered this? We never really get an answer for why the sudden psychotic break. Is it because the brother's out?
Yes. In my opinion, because the brother has escaped, this is now an excuse for him to go on a blood rage.
Okay.
And be like, my brother did it.
And the doctor mentions worrying that the brother of Todd will have another episode, right?
Okay.
At some point.
Yeah. Okay. So they're like
something
watching
like
him
that.
I almost thought it was triggered by the moment where she was like, I'm getting married. And like, I was like, but I guess it wasn't that, but just that was the first time we saw Terry like,
I'm sure it helped.
Yeah, it helped.
You know, I'm sure it helped him get crazy.
Yeah. But anyways,
okay.
So the kid,
oh, this
Terry
is such a good
knocks funny. On the sliding door with his machete or uh-huh. His hatchet. Uh-huh. And no, he has a machete at this point.
Yeah.
And new dad spins around. He goes, to what do I owe this honor? Or like, oh, yes. Look where the cat dragged in.
Look what the cat dragged in.
80 yard.
Thunk.
There goes his hand.
His hand holding the beer. And then it cuts to him. He's screaming, looking at his hand. And then it starts fucking spraying him with blood.
Yep.
And then it cuts back to the hand that is still wiggling.
Wiggling, yeah. Holding the old style beer.
It was so good.
It's great.
It's awesome. A wonderful, wonderful. The deaths are fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
And this whole death scene, like a lot of it was slightly out of focus. So it made it even creepier
yes.
too. Where it felt like I was watching like actual footage of a murder.
Oh God.
Also before he dies.
Terry would be great in Horny
The
Bowl.
Dad yes. turned. He would. The dad turns around, sees this kid brandishing a machete and still isn't alarmed. Like there's a full moment where he's like, uh-huh. Like he's brandishing.
All of them are reacting so weirdly.
It's so weird.
To everything. Of yes. like the mom being like, your brother's out and just not doing any. Like,
yeah.
Go look for him, mom.
Yeah.
Like,
or call the cops.
If you
once
love
again,
him so much,
trope,
call the goddamn
fucking
cops.
Fucking call the cops.
If you love him, you would look for him.
Yeah, it would
you
be a
You wouldn't just
priority.
Be like, cool, I'm going to pound some pills and mm-hmm. clean mm-hmm. and fucking eat leftovers on
the
floor.
I'm going to clean because it's so fun to clean.
Oh, I love it. It's so soothing to me.
Up until you said cleaning, you described my ideal evening. Pounding pills, eating leftovers on the floor, and not going anywhere. So, new dad is dead.
Okay,
we cut gone. To his other the other guy that was supposed Goon. To be looking for him, who's singing a parody of Maniac by Hall and Oates.
I saw that.
Where he's lunatic, lunatic on the floor. Whatever.
Yeah, he changed one word. And you
Which
know.
Which was already a descriptor for what's already going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get
you didn't
it.
Need
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
You could have just said maniac.
It's yeah. the same thing.
You know, the cast and crew screening roared at that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what a time. Funny joke.
Big yeah. time.
So, man, he wants to get high.
He's this
up.
Movie's Towley.
He really is Towley.
He's
going
to get high.
He talked like him, too. Because all his dialogue was like this. So, like, when he talked, he was like, I'm just out here. I'm smoking a joint. Hey, did you know that he was crazy?
Todd
your brother?
Never killed anybody.
Todd never killed. Hey, the doctor told me a secret. He told me, the doctor, he told me that Todd, you know, the brother, he never
and
killed
like
anybody.
You, when you get stoned, you don't do that.
And before that, he says, man, you guys look a lot alike. Yeah.
They're
established.
Twins.
They're twins, you
they're
idiot.
Twin brothers.
Yeah, he was blown away by oh, how boy. Much they look alike, where it's just like, hey, man. That's twins.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's how
fucking
it works.
Twins.
You
that's
dumb
how twins
goon.
You work. Goon, how did you get this job working with a doctor, you dumb fuck?
It felt like
community
he was
service.
Really
community service, yeah.
You could tell he was
he drove
adding
his boat
lines.
Over a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was clearly
he
adding.
Drove
he
was just his like boat over a person.
You could almost hear him whispering like, "You're supposed to kill me." Oh yeah. Boy, you guys, he never killed anybody. Todd, you know, he never killed anybody. You're supposed to. But so that's what I heard.
You could see him mouthing the other actor's line.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he Which gets is a shame. I wanted more goon.
I did want
Sorry,
more
goon's
goon.
Gone, man. He gets macheted.
Goon gone.
He gets it straight through the stomach. We cut to Doc Berman, who's looking for Todd
just in
under
the woods.
That walkway that
Crazy
is inches off
leftovers.
The floor. But she's crouching down like it's a huge drop.
Don't forget that shot of crazy mom eating leftovers.
Well, it cuts right to that mom pounding a bowl of corn on the floor.
So funny.
Pounding corn.
So funny. Just in her fucking robe, pounding corn on the floor.
Then she's pounding
wine. The perfect
wine
roll. It's the perfect
calling.
Roll.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that kind of comes. Yeah,
it goes back and forth.
Yeah, between her and Doc Berman, who's standing still and screaming while the cameraman runs at her. It's like a weird, like, up close shot of her face screaming in the camera. It looked like a shot from Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yes.
It's like wildly out of place.
And she Asta powers it. She stands there for so long where it's like, turn around and run.
Nope. Yeah. Instead, she gets cut in twain.
Oh, my God. And so. She gets ran at or whatever. Uh-huh. Somebody's running at her, Terry. And then we cut to the mom on the phone.
Yeah.
Pouring a huge glass of wine.
Like you really thought it would just pour over the edge.
Yeah, you really did.
Because she's not looking while she's dialing a number.
And then boom.
Cut to body parts.
To fucking her body being ripped apart.
Which is pretty wild. That we didn't even get to see the kill, really.
The strength required to cut a body completely in half and go through like everything to get through the other side. Also, no attempt at hiding her bottom half.
No.
She's wiggling. You could see the dirt move. Her legs are clearly stuffed. Mm-hmm. They also show a sign that establishes her at the Shadow Woods apartments, which made me laugh.
Yeah. And her legs are again moving. Like the lower half is kicking around
she's
a little
breathing.
Bit.
She's breathing.
Yeah, there have been a few dead people where you see them clearly like taking the breath because they, you know, the timing is just weird.
There's a shot where Terry goes to walk by her, accidentally kicks her stuffed legs, and they move too much.
Where it's like, oh, a body
empty.
Would never move.
They're
like light,
and you see the ground cover that covers her body comes up, and they didn't even take another shot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could see everything, but let's just roll.
Because he even is like kind of jarred that he ran into.
You see
like,
the
Whoa.
Actor react to it where it's like, oh shit, should I go back to my one and do this again? Like,
no, it's perfect. Nope. Move on.
We got to move on.
The camera and says, wait, we good?
Yeah, but I just ran over those fake legs.
The props master runs in and resets it and it's in the movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So Todd is walking towards their apartment. Charlie Brown music playing. Bloody brother Terry is taking a shower, blow dries his hair so we can see how he gets his hair pushed up.
Thank
Twin
God.
Psycho also says the line, that ain't, what is
it's
it, Betsy?
It's not cranberry sauce. So every time he says that, drink.
Take a drink.
It'll
at least twice.
Come up a bunch. No, he says
it
a
more?
Shit ton later.
I also noticed he
I was
showers
screaming, Mono.
With underwear on.
Yeah.
All they had to do was move that shot up
once again.
Inch.
That could even be done in editing.
Inch.
Yeah.
Like you don't even need to do it in the shot. Just like manually put the frame lower.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Jesus Christ. So Terry, he's getting ready, we find out, because he's going over to the new girl's house.
Yeah.
She tries to get him drunk, but he's like, hey, I don't drink. She takes her coat off and she's wearing a see-through shirt with no bra.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry cock blocks himself by going, oh, I wonder what's on the tube. Which is really funny. Meanwhile, Terry's girlfriend shows up and he's not at the house. So she walks around to the back and Todd walks out.
And she's like, whoa, Terry, you scared me to death.
You scared me to death. Todd can't talk. So she just assumes he's high.
Yeah, it makes sense. You're high, aren't you? You always get quiet when you're high. And then does like a huge long monologue ending with, I want you to make love to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
The full line, if I remember correctly, is you hadn't written me any letters lately, which is very funny that, you know, people used to handwrite letters to each other.
Yeah, they're college.
But she's like, you haven't written me letters on. We haven't talked in a while. Well, I want you to make love to me. Beat, I know. Shocked.
Yeah. It's
this was so
bonkers.
Crazy. The only reason I got lost was because did we make fun of the girl who wanted to own? Do we make fun of the fact that he only wanted tomato juice? Because the scene before
that's when she offers him a drink. He's like, I don't. Oh, because she goes, you want a drink? I can offer you tomato juice and vodka
or vodka
tomato juice.
Those are her only options.
Yeah.
Yep.
She also confirms that she's only in.
And I don't know about you guys.
Major in partying.
I love partying by pounding tomato juice and vodka.
Yeah, of course.
And there was like a back-to-back scene of the mom drinking soda right after she was drinking wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it looked like It looked like wine in a soda bottle.
Maybe it was wine. There was just,
but also, why make that choice?
Listen, I love you guys dearly. The three of us went out to dinner and you guys, we all had glasses of wine, and then you, Betsy, you're like, "Could I get to our server?" You go, "Could I get a Pepsi?" I would excuse myself. That would be so weird to sit at a table and watch you drink a Pepsi after you had wine.
That's very funny.
Crazier than anything Terry does in this movie. Ooh, we haven't talked in a while. And well, I want you to make love to me.
Oh my God.
I know.
God.
Shocked.
I know.
This
shocked.
Monologue what? She continues to deliver. This is when I wrote, she's kind of a good actor, but only because she doesn't know the camera's rolling.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that's what it felt like. But she was great.
There's something very natural about her.
I was blown away by her.
I get it.
She reminded me of, and I know this is weird, but she reminded me of at the beginning of Jurassic Park when Laura Dern is like playing nerdy. It reminded me of that. Where it's like just too excited and nerdy about what's going on, like given the situation.
Yes, like when he comes to be like, "I've got this," whatever. Yeah. And he fucking lands the helicopter.
She's all stoked on her dig and stuff. Is like, "Oh, well, what does this mean?"
Yeah,
it's like watching cool Laura Dern try to play an excited nerd. That's what I felt with this girl. But I think she was sincere.
Yeah.
It's that thing of
she
like,
was so
this
sincere.
Is just her.
So lovable.
She was like, yeah, she was so sincere and just like, "You're great."
So I have to tell you, it's weird that her name is Karen, because she reminded me of a Karen that I grew up with.
Yes.
Well, let's hear about her.
A girl named Karen Merritt.
Gross.
Who was very fun and very likable and like was good friends with my brother. And just to give you an insight into how similar spirited she is, she one time, or maybe more than once, wouldn't stop talking about her dream of opening a movie theater where you can bring your dog.
Oh my God. That is so sweet.
And would often just be like, I mean, just imagine it. Just like, I'm watching a new movie and I'm petting my dog.
Oh my God.
And we were all
She's
like, you're
perfect.
Right, Karen.
And that feels like
this
that
is her.
Karen
that
would be like
her.
That.
Yeah.
Like,
that's an on-game move for this Karen.
Oh, that is so funny, Mono. I love it.
What happened?
It.
Do you know where she's at now?
I think she's doing well. She's just still in my hometown, just being a nice person.
We
married
need an
to
update.
Her high school sweetheart.
Okay.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I want him to open that theater.
I know.
I wonder how close she got to it.
If you could bring your dog to the movie theater. Just
so fun. It would be a shit show.
Yeah. Watching a new movie.
It'd be a nightmare.
Petting my dog.
Because like most of us have
like
chill dogs, but there'd be like some like chow would be barking the whole time.
Yeah.
And those people were like, hey, don't bring them here. It's fine. They're fine.
They're fine.
Oh, they're fine. Like,
I'm sorry. Is that a puppy? This is an R-rated film. So she blasts into this monologue that ends with make love to me. Uh-huh. And the unusual guy in the movie has to go, hey, and like he's embarrassed for her. He goes, I'm not Terry, I'm Todd.
Todd.
Uh-huh. And she goes, okay, gotta go.
Yeah, she was so funny.
She's
Terry's
very
insane
funny.
Brother is here.
Terry's insane brother is
He's here. So she runs away, and she runs into the two dudes who are drinking booze and they're just pounding old style beer and driving a car.
Yeah, that's the 80s,
in a convertible.
Baby.
They get She gets in her car and explains what happened.
Oh.
They grab bats.
She says, I almost peed my pants, like in the funniest, most sincere way. I was truly blown away by Karen.
Of
like, I want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Because she just seems so funny. And Mono was like, she needs to be on an improv team.
Yeah, she needs
100%.
To. She's just natural.
She'd be that person who, like, just whatever she says is funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Her being herself, and she always looks around at the room like, I don't get what how that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, just be you. Please don't be anything
don't
else but you.
Anything else.
They get
Karen.
Their bats. They
It'd
run
be
in the
hard
backyard.
To teach her game, but who cares?
Yeah. One of them is talking like Andrew Dice Clay, where he's like, hey, yo, where you at?
I'm Audie.
Yay.
Audie.
Where you at? The guy not chasing Todd tries to hook up with Karen.
Uh-huh.
He like takes it as an opportunity to try to fuck. Every dude like takes advantage, which is a horror trope.
Oh yeah.
The idea of like all this scary shit's going on. This is a perfect time to try to hook up.
Absolutely. We got to mom drunk and cleaning.
Oh yeah.
More, right? Like she's like cleaning
the
oven or something.
And then when was the
she's
scene?
She's perfect.
Where then there's a scene where they're watching a scary movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, how can they show that on TV? Which I'm sure the director is very happy about.
Yeah,
but then,
the bride.
And then we see Todd putting the doctor back together, like dragging
Wait, I
her.
Think that's a little
it's
ahead.
A little, so right now is they're at the house. The girl is bored. The girl who wants to major in partying is bored.
Yes.
Terry is legitimately watching this director's other movie.
Yes, okay.
And the parents of the kids, you find out she'd been babysitting. Because the parents of the kids are babysitting come home. These 30-year-olds are sitting on their couch trying to look up.
I missed this part because I had to take a dump.
And they shame the dad into feel like being uncomfortable that these kids are on their couch drinking and trying to hook up.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I don't know that we should be providing alcohol for the minors.
The date. Yeah.
Yes.
And
then the date, they're like, okay, well, a couple things happen. One of the first things that happens is the mom, the girl asks for $10.
Yes.
And the mom says, $10?
Blown away by it, yeah.
Blown away by that incredibly small babysitting fee. It was insane.
Also, like, if you have an issue, say it. Like, why was that in the script? Like, mom is weirded out by cost, but doesn't say why.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, they establish that she's not the most financially set up.
Oh, okay.
Later on, like, she says to her baby, we're going to get you a rich daddy.
Mama's going to get you a rich daddy. So she looked like Alison Brie from Glow.
Yeah.
Her hairdo and just like everything. I was like, oh shit.
They continue to shame that man in one of the most uncomfortable scenes I've ever seen. We're like, you idiot. Why do you care?
This was such a weird mixed message.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's hard to understand what the point of the scene was. Betsy, you'll have to go back and watch it.
I gotta go back and watch
it. So Karen sees Terry and she says, "What? This movie has so many funny, this guy, his whole life has constantly been sold out by everybody. Cause Karen goes, oh, I saw your brother. He tried to kiss me.
That didn't happen.
No, he didn't.
He touched your hair, which was weird.
Very weird.
But he didn't try to kiss you.
And then she, like, every time she talks about that moment, she adds to it and elaborates on like what he tried to do.
He tried to kiss me. And then the heightening is
really funny.
Buy me a car. I said, no.
And Terry goes, are you goofing on me?
Very funny. See,
are you goofing on me?
For a murderer to say that, it's very funny.
That's very funny.
What? And he also says, what's eating on you?
Oh, what?
God,
what are you? What?
There are a lot of like Troll 2, like
just
poor translation lines in this that made me laugh.
Is the director, is English not his first language?
I don't know. I do not know.
Or a writer?
You IMDb it and he's an alien.
Yeah. Oh, so that'll do.
Then Psycho Terry is on his way. And there's this, I couldn't help but notice, there was this terrible group shot where everyone's face is obscured. It's like that moment where they're like about to like head on their journey to find him. It was like the camera went behind every actor's face.
Yes.
And it shocked me.
Real quick, the writer of this movie also wrote Zapped.
Hell yeah.
Remember?
Oh, Zapped is good.
And Zapped too. Zapped is great. Anyway, sorry.
Zapped is arguably a masterpiece.
It's
really
fun.
So The new now, girl mom. Who wants a party, she like quickly, before it cuts to the mom, she like pitches a threesome to the two dudes because she wants to party.
I miss that.
And like
that.
Arm hooks the two men are like, let's go.
Taking a dump.
And she, you come back in at the last minute.
Yeah. Missed everything.
Mono quickly. But she then looks back to Karen and is like, come on. And Karen's like, okay, I'll go too, and follows them.
Okay.
So like she's with them. It cuts to the mom chugging wine and vacuuming.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're back.
So
funny.
We're back. Your butthole's empty.
My butthole is empty.
We're back. Terry is in the house. He goes, hey mom. And the mom screams, ah, because her son has terrified her.
Yeah.
He's so scary.
And he goes, I can't find that doctor anywhere. Maybe she left. So the mom keeps trying to call her new dad, the new fiance. He's not answering. So Terry's like, well, I got to go find Todd. And she goes, please be careful. Remember, he's been locked up for years. And then in a very funny, non-cut extended scene, she goes, also, it's cold. Also, put a sweater on.
Please put a sweater on. It's cold outside.
The blue one.
What? See, and so there were so many scenes, especially with the mom, where it felt like they just kept rolling.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know, put a sweater on.
Yeah.
The blue one.
It made me laugh. I was like, let them improvise. If that's what they're coming up with.
Her whole because it phone made me call laugh every- felt like an improvised thing.
Oh, we'll her talk phone about call. It. And her phone call is
brilliant.
There's like an I Love Lucy moment where she's like, find Brad, right? And he's like, he's not out there. I could have used even more of that. Something tells me he's dead on arrival.
Something tells me he's not as handy as he used to be.
I love that. Okay.
Sorry.
Todd, now it's Todd
now
putting
it's Todd
a dead
putting
body
the
back together.
Back together.
And
what the
after
fuck?
He slides this dead body back there, he picks up what is very clearly a plastic gun. Look at the texture of it. Cue up the scene. Mm-hmm. No attempt to get a good prop. That's immediately so followed by the doctor breathing, and that's where he kicks the fake legs. And you see
I
him.
I gotta run. Say, mm-hmm. if they're trying to make him the not insane one, mm-hmm. don't put that in the movie.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
him like yeah. put trying to pull some legs back onto
pressing
a body
the dead
and
body.
Just be like, wah, wah. Like we get it. You're a nice dude.
Well, that brings me. I need to ask you guys a question.
Body. Okay,
do you think the directors and writers thought people would be shocked to find out he wasn't the crazy one? Like, do you think, I mean, I know they have the shirts, so you see Terry killing everyone and being like, my brother's the crazy one. But do you think they tried to sell it all the idea of like, or do you think that was a sweet moment to them?
Yes.
I think
that's what they
moment.
Were trying
like,
to
which
do.
Which one do you
like,
think it is?
Look at how caring he is. He was to put her body back together.
And talk to her dead corpse
and
saying,
talk to her dead
you believed me.
Yes, yes.
You could have done something.
Like, it'd be one thing to see, he sees the body and cries.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But for him to then drag the legs yeah. back to the torso, no, that's crazy.
Only yeah. to kick them away again.
Yeah, only to then
believe.
Kick them
see,
away.
That would have worked pretty well for me if they kept that and then one of the people see him doing it.
Yeah, and it's
that's
like, oh,
that
would have been murder.
That would have been.
That's good, Mono.
Thank you.
You're thinking.
That's fucking good.
I'm thinking.
Mono, you're thinking
you're
now.
Thinking.
I'm thinking. No, but yeah, that I think because that's
is
what
a
they
big
wanted.
Day.
That was the only purpose was for the people in the film to still find suspicion with him.
Yeah.
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 Which,
a reason.
Which they didn't even use.
No.
Again, guys, two extra seconds on this where we just think through why a scene is in a movie. You just like, oh, maybe we could tie this to
it
that.
It really is interesting, like watching all of these movies yeah. and stuff of like, holy shit. Like, yeah, all you have to do is think, why is this here?
Yeah.
And then make sure you're delivering on that why this is yeah. in the movie.
That's why you screen films so people yeah, could yeah. be like, hey, just to let you know, it's kind of confusing
this.
Why that cool yeah. I'll add one reverse shot where someone looks and sees that
yeah.
and then runs away. It's like, oh, he's the guy
yes.
And then it explains all that. Cut to the party girl is teaching Karen
Hell
how to do a
yeah.
shot of tequila.
Nice.
And that's where Karen doubles down and is like, oh, it's so weird. Mm-hmm. Todd was all weird with me. He was like all grabby.
Well,
and
right before this, there's that little girl looking for a cat. And so then yeah. we get Todd being like, go home and be safe because there's a crazy man out here. So yeah. once again, showing that he is a nice person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, fuck
they're
that.
Playing ColecoVision or Atari.
Yeah. They're like, they're improvising like what it feels like to play a video game, which is like worse than watching people in an improv scene, like fake play a video
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, Karen's like holding a controller and being like, yeah. you're going to lose. It's my turn next. It's like, well, why is she holding a controller
yeah.
if she's
yeah.
not playing?
And she's like drinking the tequila with the party girl and was telling her about running into Terry, the yeah. man who escaped from a mental institution. And the craziest thing was, she was like, he said he's never been kissed before. How creepy. Like, that's the thing where it's like, he also potentially maybe murdered yeah. a dude years ago.
Yeah.
yeah.
But that's the thing you're
that's probably creepy.
Hanging up on.
Also, very funny. She's committing to this. I'm going to sell him out.
So good. Ugh. She needed to get an Oscar for this.
Yeah. And then we have $10 mom showing off her liquor.
Yes.
Creme de menthe.
And it's at this part, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What's the point of this
scene? What was that scene? I legitimately couldn't understand what the scene was doing.
Me neither.
I don't.
Me neither.
And then a baby cries. She goes upstairs and tells her baby, mommy's going to get you a rich daddy.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. on a date.
Sure.
And then the killer comes and says hi.
Well, she goes up. She goes,
she's
I'm going
like,
to put on something more comfortable.
Yeah.
Gets lingerie on. Mm-hmm. I'll be right there.
Yes, and then Terry comes to that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, it's that kid again.
That kid
see
again.
See what he wants.
I'll get the door. See what he wants. So she comes downstairs in lingerie. Bill's not there. There's a knock on the door. She
so
looks
good.
Through the people and is like, why are you outside? Opens mm-hmm. the door.
Oh.
His head is cut off and hanging in
just
front of the people.
Dripping with blood.
Pretty good
very
kill.
Very funny, Terry.
Good yeah. kill.
Very good.
It was funny.
Yeah. Terry's... It's a great kill.
It's a good kill. It's so funny to like rig it up so when people look through the peephole, they see it.
That's very
smart. I could have
smart.
Used a shot of him doing that, of him just kind of being like, hold on, Oh, shoot. Lower.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoot. Oh, low. Too low. Yep. Too low.
Okay. Up again.
She was upstairs for 2 hours.
Falls. Oh, damn it.
There are so many funny moments in like Friday the 13th or Halloween where he's like got their bodies perfectly rigged to fall in a specific way.
Mm-hmm. I love
like,
it.
What ingenuity to like
make you're brilliant
to set up that mechanics of a body falling at the perfect eye level.
Yes.
You're a genius.
Totally.
So Todd gets back home. He busts in with a screwdriver, goes in his childhood room.
Yes.
And remembers, like, he just sits and takes it in for like 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom is all fucked up on pills and collapses in the hallway.
Oh, she's amazing.
He finds her and he carries her to bed. Both of these boys are very into
their
mother.
Can I just say real quick, when she passed out in the hallway, Mono just said, what a drunk lunatic. We laughed so hard.
Quick cut back to the kids playing video games.
And like a POV of somebody watching
someone
them.
Making out on a bed, not important. And then we're back to lunatic passed out mom.
Come give mommy a kiss.
Ew.
And it's like a like,
it.
It's a like sexy kiss.
It just it reminded me of, was it Tom Brady who just had that viral kiss with his son where he like kissed him on the mouth? Whatever guy was just in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Had that, like, he's laying down getting a massage. God. Have you seen it, Betsy?
No.
He's
I gotta pull it up.
Pull it up.
I
kissing son on the mouth.
I'm gonna take a stand on a couple things.
Okay.
First of all, it was insane how much she just so happened to want to talk about how much she hates Todd.
How
she was
crazy.
Like, oh, I'm so glad you're Terry and you're not Todd. I hate Todd.
I do
Man,
wish
Todd
she
is
kept
a piece
going,
of fucking shit.
Isn't Todd just a fucking nightmare?
I mean,
boy.
If you were him, I would stab you in the fucking dick.
Ew.
Also, I'm taking a stand against parents kissing their kids on the mouth. I am taking a stand, and this is coming from...
Watch this clip, Mono.
Ew, ew.
We're queuing up the footage so Mono can see it.
Of a Brady. What was that?
His kid.
So what the fuck was that?
No, watch. It doesn't end. That was more than 3 seconds.
That was shocking.
Fuck.
Ew.
That was
okay. So there
wild.
You go.
So, yeah, don't kiss
I am taking a stand.
Your kids on the mouth.
My mom is a crazy hyper affectionate woman and she never kissed me on the mouth. So you can be affectionate, you can be loving, and you just don't kiss your kids on the mouth.
You don't have
kiss
to do
your
it.
Kids on the
if
mouth.
If you disagree with me, come at me right now. Because there's just no need to ever do that.
There is not.
Ever. That was disgusting.
Really fucked up.
When family members, too, who have kids will be like, kiss your uncle goodbye or whatever. And they, like, kids pucker up and, like, kiss me dead on the lips. I'm like, don't tell them to do that to me.
No.
It's like,
I'm always like, just a hug is good.
A hug is solid, man. Give me a firm hug. That's the cutest thing in the world. So Artie and Sharon go upstairs.
I hated that.
I hated it so
much. Okay, couple scares them, right?
Where they find their best friends pretending to be their recently murdered friend and their other friend who might or might not be a killer. Great time for this bit.
Yeah, good. And I gotta say, that makeup she had on her face would have taken a long time.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh my gosh, she's dead and she became sort of a zombie.
Yeah, and she kind of turned into Evil Dead, like zombie
dead
style. God, what a weird bit to do at the worst time in the world.
Uh-huh. Dude with the pop collar starts shooting tequila. Ladies and gentlemen, at 49 minutes and 12 seconds, we have our first proper view that brings us to Mono's tit for tat.
All right. Good.
I was going to rate these tongles in the movie.
I thought this might come up, so I wrote down a little bit of a blurb. Like it's just a sentence on my,
please, Mono,
my rating on this.
People need to know.
Okay, she was naked for no reason, but I wrote down that her tongles were soft, angelic marshmallow peeps, which don't require size to let you know their beauty.
Oh, I love
that's
this.
That's nice, Mono.
Yeah, so I gave her a straight up A.
Yay!
Great. Yay! All right.
Yay.
We love when we
congrats, Andrea.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
So, Terry watches her shower for a bit. While someone 80 yards a whistle, she leans against the wall in the shower, which weirded me out. It's like a full-size shower, and she's leaning hard against the wall where, like, the faucet is.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen anyone
and
do
And you know
ever.
The director kept being like, hey, touch your boobs
touch
more.
Your boobs more.
Because it's like...
Wash your boobs
you
more.
Don't, like, yeah, she was just like...
your boobs are all filthy.
Yeah, your boobs are stinky. Wash them more.
So mom, fresh out of the shower in her robe, really gives it to an operator.
And she like starts drinking again, right?
She's still drinking.
This is
and
crazy.
She's on pills.
Crazy.
To
you
get
just
back
passed
up,
out.
You don't get back up after you pass out.
You do not
no.
get
same
back
night.
Out. Yeah, this night, they must have had Thanksgiving dinner at like noon. Because this shit's long.
This was all, yeah, this is all one night for the record.
Oh my God.
Okay, so mom she's screaming, on the phone, this
a
is
real
brilliant.
Emergency.
He is sitting there, he's waiting for my call.
And I like to imagine she was talking to a Boston market. Like she was just,
ma'am, this is the busiest day of the year for us.
Yeah, please.
Please leave the line open.
I have to go turn over a chicken and I have to remove the skin from the creamed spinach. Please leave me alone.
Please shut up. Please let me go. I legally cannot hang up with you because I'm an employee legally. So that cuts to a tennis court.
Yes.
And this guy serves from the half court line, which was weird, playing tennis at night. And the girls weren't
out. Years being like, yeah, let's go play tennis.
Let's go play tennis.
Legitimately play tennis.
Let's legitimately
change our outfits.
Put on your powder blue physical jumpsuit. And
But don't wear a bra.
Don't.
Let's pick the worst thing for you to wear while playing tennis, like a t-shirt that's coming down.
And this was zombie makeup girl?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I got so
confused.
She
was
confused.
Washed up. Yes.
This was the party girl.
Yeah.
Majors in party. Okay. So the ball gets hit out. He sends her to get it. Mm-hmm. He lays down on the court and decides he's going to take a nap on his dirty tennis court.
Nasty.
And Terry shows up and rolls the ball over to him.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, did you find the ball? And she goes, Craig, no, I couldn't find it. And so Craig goes to kiss her and she goes, Craig, not here. I've got a much better idea. Grabs him by the hand and they walk away. Cuts back to mom. She's still soaking wet on the couch. Oh my
God. But and this time she's made peace with the operator.
Her sentence.
So insane. She's like, my boy has left his school. Actually, he escaped his school. Actually, it's not a school. It's a mental institution. This is bonkers.
It was crazy. Her exposition there and saying actually and like revealing the truth over and over was so funny. Like,
there were so many parts where I just wish they kept heightening harder and harder. Like, why not?
The scene also started with a funny thing where she's like, that is actually a great idea, operator.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
what
you so much.
What a great idea.
Thank you. What a great idea.
What was your fucking idea?
The operator's probably like, visit him?
And then, do you want me to try his number again?
Oh, what a great idea.
Okay.
Actually,
my son.
Actually. And then the scene ends with,
get me my boyfriend.
Get me my boyfriend.
And what shocked me was the description about the pie. Remember the moment where she was like,
This is it.
She's like, I would bring him a pie. Oh, you do it, Betsy.
I would bring him a pie in a container made out of styrofoam and with a little white plastic fork. And he would eat it. Or whatever.
This
it
is when I was
wild.
Like, I want there to be a reveal that mom is also a killer.
That would have been
so good.
It would
have made perfect sense.
God damn it.
She might be. We'll find out. But it ends with her screaming, get me my boyfriend, which is funny because he's your fiance and she calls him her boyfriend. But then the good idea that the party girl had was that her and Craig are fucking on a diving
on
board.
On a diving board.
On a diving board with a towel tossed over it.
He had a nice booty.
Yeah.
He had
they looked
great
good together.
Booty.
They looked
yeah,
good
they
together.
Were a hot couple.
I was horny.
I salute them. That's all.
For those with a great booty, I salute you.
And then the funniest
for those of you about
line.
To fuck on a diving board,
yeah,
we salute you. Go for the line.
Maybe the funniest kill line in all of horror history. You stop that.
Hey, you stop
kill,
that.
Kill.
Cuts the dude's throat and then cuts her cheek open.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Every woman screaming this movie, by the way, was the same scream. I don't know if you guys noticed.
they probably had
like a loop group where like a woman screamed.
Yeah.
They used the
good
same scream for every recording.
Oh, good that's God. Fun.
Probably one crew member, like they're getting room tone and she just screamed and they used it. And then with like the mom, they cut back again to the mom, like soliloquy. And it was probably one powerful monologue, but because they cut it up so much,
it
just
goofy
was funny.
Hell.
It was very funny every time they cut back to it.
It was,
And then it
Let's
cuts
remake
to
this movie, guys.
We have to shot for shot,
shot
sincere.
For shot.
If you want to see us remake this, GoFundMe up to 50K and we'll make it.
Yeah, so, we will.
Cuts to Todd
Mom again. Oh, we already did.
Todd
Mom.
Is Terry is walking in the forest with Karen and they're too quietly talking, you can't hear what they're saying, but then when they get close enough you can hear him on audio, he very clearly like is like, well, I need to say something, starts singing, he goes, and anyway she dumped me. It's like, well, what was that story then?
Yeah.
Again, what are these stories you're starting with this? And he goes, hey, well, let's go party, huh?
Uh-huh. And then does she say you're a turkey?
So it wasn't Terry. It was Karen and the guy
and
she
her
was
friend Artie.
Playing the game with Artie.
Oh. Yes.
So I apologize. No, Terry, no. It was Artie and Karen.
Yes, Artie and Karen. And Artie's like, I'll help you look for your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, oh, no, you want to fuck.
And he's like, what's the deal with you guys? She goes, I don't know. I can't really get him. He goes, okay. And then Terry grabs Artie's ankles and scares them.
Right.
Jumps in from the ground.
He's like, Karen, Artie, it's me.
Terry swoops Artie's girl so fast where he's like, so what's up, babe? We're a couple.
Yeah, and Artie's just kind of like, oh, okay.
And well, he walks away and he's like, man, your timing is impeccable.
Oh my God.
You are the worst.
Artie.
So,
and then he's like, let's go back to my house. It was like, my mom is hammered falling down. Like, come on.
We could fuck. And Karen, who didn't know what their status was, is like, okay, let's go because I want to make love to you. So now Artie.
Call me Mr. Helper. He says, call me Mr. Helper, which is just stupid. I'm sorry. I had to write it down.
That's where Todd starts talking to Artie.
Yes.
Yes.
And they have super quiet audio. They're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry, meanwhile, is like, I can hook up. So he goes to undo her shirt, but the doorbell rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They use that bridge again for the 30th time, and they find Terry's stack of weapons.
And he just starts grabbing all of them.
All of them. And like laughing and like picking them up and pulling.
Yeah. So Artie comes to get Terry.
Yeah.
And is like, I saw your brother. He's out here.
Okay.
I was just walking that
it's
through for myself.
It's very confusing. And then he says the classic line of, that isn't cranberry sauce.
He says it a ton.
Yeah.
So drink anytime you hear him say
that's
good.
Not cranberry sauce, Artie. Stabs him in the neck with the tongs.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And well, then it was a fork, but still, right?
Yeah.
I wish it was tongs.
Tongs. God, I'm sorry. I meant like the barbecue fork.
Yes, yeah.
Like I wish it was tongs.
If it was just tongs and just went to his neck like a hot knife through butter. So this whole movie is basically everyone confused about where someone is and yelling their name.
That is incredible.
When was the last time you guys, can you remember the last time you walked around yelling someone's name?
I feel mono at Target.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I know.
I think Betsy, when she won't stop shitting on my bed.
Yes.
Like in a very like accusatory, like Betsy.
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 Oh,
Betsy.
Okay.
Betsy.
And I just look like one of those guilty dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just turn around and look back.
Yeah. And I'm like, sorry. I put my tail between my legs.
And you do the submissive smile.
And I like roll on my back.
To show your tummy.
So that mono will pet my tummy.
But then it goes everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. And they still haven't called the police.
Nope.
Call the
Idiots.
Police. You got to call the police.
Then it's
what
Karen
great
on the,
music.
Karen on the run.
Yeah. And she sees him.
She's our final girl.
She's the final girl.
It.
Yes.
They have her talk like a child and she sees the weapon in his hand. She goes, what is that thing in your hand? Which is great, great. Karen.
Why are
oh
you
my
doing
God.
This? Karen, you're a queen.
Back to drunk mom.
When Karen walks, by the way, her like anyone's footsteps in this are wild. It is like an old timey radio show.
Yes.
It's like clip clopping. And then when they walk on leaves.
And then he walks up to the closet Karen's in, but then gives up for no reason. Right?
Yeah. He walks up to where she is and then turns around. He's like, I got a better idea. I want to walk this entire apartment complex where no one lives.
Uh-huh.
Yes. There were so many times like somebody would at least be like, hey, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Quit yelling for Todd or Terry.
So then you have to find out where mom is. Guess what? Still soaking wet and on the phone.
And this time is great.
Just calling Kinko's. Calling other numbers.
Are you my boyfriend?
Whoever will answer.
Are you my boyfriend?
Are you my boyfriend? Friend who I'm engaged to.
I knew my boyfriend.
So crazy.
Terry makes insensitive hand gestures with like the dead guy's hands.
Uh-huh.
Where he like moves him like he's a puppet.
So funny.
It's like doing a bit with his dead body.
So he's suddenly owning his crazy, which this is new.
Now it's game on.
Yeah.
Game
on. I think probably because he's like, hey, Karen knows now. I'm going
right.
Let's do it. Let's dive in.
And he says, you're no fun. And then there's the callback to that little girl who got...
Karen finally finds the someone home, and it's that little precious child who's afraid for a kitty.
Which I thought was pretty adorable and a surprisingly well-done callback for this film.
Yes.
The little kid was also 42 years old.
So she
goes into the house and finds the baby crying.
Yeah, and she even says, I hear your baby crying.
But she walks upstairs and she cuddles it. Like cradles the baby.
She's perfect.
Stops crying instantly. Mm-hmm. Terry slides the like machete out of that woman's chest.
Yeah.
Was he like re-killing her?
Yes.
Okay.
Like maybe. Just to scare Karen more
and like slowly slides it out.
Scaring Karen.
Another alt title for this.
Scaring Karen.
The whole movie
had
been called Scaring Karen.
I like that one.
Featuring Karen.
Two brothers. She sees two of the brothers. Yeah.
The woman, by the way, is the most obvious like sex dummy that I've ever seen. It's like a real doll. The woman with the knife being pulled out.
Yes.
The brothers see each other. It's game on.
Uh-huh.
Karen does that same scream. The baby cries.
Whoa.
There's the slow-mo of her hitting Terry in the nuts with the phone, which is super funny.
Yeah.
And then she grabs the loose stack of rags meant to be the baby and takes off.
Loose stacks of rags.
Mom is clearing out the leftovers from the fridge.
Hell yeah.
For some reason.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then One big thing, but there was no fucking bag in that garbage can.
No, she's throwing loose corn into a garbage can.
That was fucking sick.
She's so sick.
But then she finds
the boyfriend or fiance.
The bloody shirt.
That he just tossed into her bagless trash can.
Oh, okay.
That's when she gets scared and runs to her boyfriend. But she's in shock and she screams at him. He is, by the way, blinking and wiggling.
Like every dead person is like kind of moving in this.
Yeah.
Like breathing or something.
Over the top breathing.
And Terry propped him up to look like he was just kind of resting, he's thinking.
It took her so long to understand she was looking at a murder scene.
The room is covered in blood.
You see a hand missing.
If your boo doesn't spin around in his chair when you were like, hey, honey, weird shit's going on.
Yeah.
Something's fucking up, you crazy. Yeah.
He was milking
crazy
it.
Asshole.
And the director was like, it's fine. We have 6 minutes of footage.
The director just let it go and was like, let's see what happens.
Once they hit that 60-minute mark, he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Karen lightly touches him and his head splits in two.
Oh, it was so funny.
It's like a cabbage on the inside.
It looked like a cabbage split open. It was so funny.
Karen, meanwhile, has the baby in a swimming pool and Terry creeps in at a weird angle on the other side of the pool where there's no way she didn't know
he was
there.
My favorite Karen moment where she just she hears him bouncing on the
diving board.
Mm-hmm. And then just turns around and just so exhaustedly goes, Oh God. And then grabs a baby leaves.
She's over
it. It was so real.
He goes, hi.
Yeah.
She goes, oh God.
Just annoyed and I don't want to fucking do this. I have a baby now.
Now I have a baby.
You have a baby.
Joking. I like thinking that now she has to raise this baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
You save this baby.
She's a virgin. She's a virgin. She wanted this guy to make love to her.
Damn it.
She's a virgin. She's never had this. She finds the others nude in a sauna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were breathing pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm. Just freeze the fucking frame for 2 seconds.
Yeah, man.
Just do a still frame. We'll be able to tell it's still, but who cares?
They weren't telling them when they were rolling, probably. Yeah. And
And that's where Karen was hiding in the stall, and Terry leaves her. Terry knows she's in that stall, but he grins and walks away.
Yeah, he's having fun just fucking with her.
And then
we're back at the pool, right?
Mom walks in. At this point, I realize anytime she's either had sex with someone or is in had a relationship with something unfortunate happens to them.
Yes,
towards God, her life is done.
Awful.
And this is where the two brothers face off.
And
anytime it's one of the brothers from the back, they have the worst wig you've ever seen.
Oh my god!
And they're black.
Karen tries to shoot him and no bullets come out.
Well, the boys, she tries to shoot. It clicks. The boys fall in the pool, and that's where mommy slides in a frame with the robe and the gun, pointing the gun.
But also,
at him.
Karen got knocked out by almost nothing.
Oh yes. He kind. Okay. Shoved her out of the way, and then she's and just fainted or whatever.
She felt a tsunami or a bull had kicked her.
yes.
She falls to the ground. Mom coming in with her eyes wild, holding the gun, is the creepiest shot in the film.
Yeah,
that was
where she looked
great
Betty Davis.
Of
that was
just
good.
The shot of
her
in the farthest background, just in her robe. That was a wonderful reveal. And that was all improvised. Reveal.
She wasn't supposed to be a part of the final.
She wasn't on the call sheet that day.
She's just been living at that complex.
It was going to be about Karen being a hero.
She shoots him. She shoots him a lot.
A bunch. Like in the eye.
In the eyeballs, all over the chest.
All over. She can't stop, won't stop.
The actor gets closer to the pool after the first shot, which I was like, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, yeah, it's a great, vivid shot of the blood in the pool, but you don't get closer to a pool after one bullet shot.
No.
Yeah. That's weird.
The blood fills the pool, and in what I think is the funniest moment in the movie, in Karen's Oscar moment, she straight backwards Irish goodbyes the situation.
Big time with the baby.
She just walks backwards out of frame.
Yeah, with the baby. Yeah. She's like, I'm fucking done.
I'm done. I don't owe any of you anything.
No. Yeah.
I have no stake in this family.
No.
I'm out of here. Mommy cradles Todd, and she's like, loves him.
Let me kiss you on the mouth.
I don't want to be with anyone
Mommy's
else.
Mommy's here.
I love
safe.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're such a good boy. Suck on my titties.
Suck on my titties. Yeah, it's us again.
You're such a good boy. You're the best of the best. It's just us.
Sweet music was terrible. I hated it.
And then Karen walks back in and starts rubbing the baby. And the mom says, you're the only one I ever loved. You are the good one.
Terry.
And the boy goes, Mom, I'm Todd.
Acting class.
I'm Todd.
Acting class.
I'm Todd. And then she's like, no.
No, you are Todd. And she starts repeating him.
And
she's screaming,
I'm Todd. I'm Todd.
She raises the gun to the head.
The whole thing smells of acting class show.
Oh, it was 100%. Fantastic.
Okay, Mom raises gun.
And this Chekhov rules from the play. Bang.
She says, I'm Todd.
Yeah, she's chanting, I'm Todd.
It's like, bang. What?
Karen watched all of this unfold. And is shocked. She just casually walks up, like, after all this has played out. And as the police approach, you hear the sirens. Finally, the police are coming. After all this, Todd turns into, like, a drawing from the Aha Take On Me video, where he's just drawn over. And it's like a still shot of
a freeze frame.
Freeze frame. High octane score kicks in. You can see these blood red credits.
And I'm glad that mom's dead. She sucks.
She sucks. There's a little exchange where I was like, God damn, this mom bums me out. And then Mono just goes, yeah, she's nasty.
She sucks.
It was so funny. She's nasty.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there were more PAs than there were cast members.
Really?
Yeah, when it got to PAs, it was like three pages of PAs.
Oh, no, that
And
means...
you know, they all got copy and a meal. Credit and a meal.
That's
all they got paid.
Oh,
yeah.
And it said special thanks to Cedar Cove Apartments.
Oh, no.
Guys, I Googled Cedar Cove Apartments in Florida. They're still around.
Florida.
We could get a 2-bedroom for $600 a month, which means we could reshoot this movie in the actual apartment for around $600.
That's pretty amazing.
For a month of shooting there.
I ain't opposed to that.
I ain't opposed to it.
I ain't mad at that.
That's pretty hilarious.
How do we get the right? How do we do that?
I think we just call them and set it up. So drinking game rules.
Let's get the old director.
Oh,
please.
Drinking game rules.
Oh, he's free. He's only done 3 films ever.
Every time you wish this mom wasn't your mom, drink.
Oh, fuck, the whole time?
Yeah.
Except at Thanksgiving. She was really lovely at the dinner. Anytime, I thought it was so funny that they constantly referred to Todd as insane brother or psychotic brother.
Yes.
So drink anytime. They're like, well, it's Terry's super fucking crazy brother. Like, whereas just say brother. This
just
is so
brother,
insensitive.
You're all wildly insensitive.
Anytime he says it's not this isn't cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Anytime you want to hang out with Karen, you're just like, I want to hang out with you.
Karen's so cool.
Yeah.
Anytime you sincerely think, and you won't need to force this, anytime you sincerely think, why am I seeing this moment?
Uh-huh.
Why am I watching this? Anytime you, and this is starting to become a staple of our drinking game, anytime you don't buy that the person on screen said what you hear.
Uh-huh. Yes,
like
that's
the ADR was
ADR
not.
Is so bonkers.
That is not what that actor said. They are not talking in the shot.
Yes. Anytime the cops should have been involved.
Anytime someone pounds corn. Just ice cold sweet corn.
Good God.
So that's Blood Rage, guys.
Blood Rage.
It's a very silly, funny movie.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Really easy to watch.
It's fun.
We want a super cut of just the mom scene.
It truly is pure fun. Nonstop fun.
It's really good to yell at. It's very literal. And I do appreciate the number of kills that we just get to.
And the kills are great. Yeah. The effects are wonderful.
This is a great party movie.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to pay attention to anything.
No.
You get the story from the jump. You understand what's happening.
Yes.
People come and go. You don't even know their names. Fine.
Yeah, just that's great.
Watch it with a group
kill
of people.
That goon.
Get high or drink and just have a good time.
Yeah, it's man. Fun.
It's fun.
Blood Rage.
And it's on Amazon Prime, baby.
Amazon Prime. Don't even need to buy it.
Love it.
Watch it. Love you.
Love you.
Love you much.
Stay horny.
I'm Adam.
I'm Betsy.
I'm Mono.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Corn.
Horny. Corny, horny.
Kiss me on the mouth, son.
You
fucking monster.